not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show.
Everybody, yes, you're right. This is not Mookie Mel's voice. In fact, it is mine, and I'm Jay, the engineer. So today we're gonna be doing a holiday special because guess what? Easter is on Sunday, and if you didn't know that, you should feel ashamed of yourself, really. So we're doing a holiday special today, and for our old listeners, you guys know how we do it for our holiday specials. It's usually just a shortened episode, and it's, you know, either me or Miles. So we're gonna give Miles a week off here. We're gonna give the Mook Man, you know, some time to just chill, and I told him that I would just take care of this episode. So I'm doing it, holiday special. So, you know, for our old listeners, you guys know how we do it, but for the new listeners, for the holiday specials, we don't do the usual, you know, S1, S2, S3. It's more of just a discussion about the holiday, you know, its meaning, its history, its intent, and then how that relates to our personal lives. And so it's always a fun discussion. I think Easter is really important, but it's not hyped up, you know, similar to Christmas or even Thanksgiving, even though it's not a Christian holiday. But I'm just saying, it's not hyped up as one of those holidays. It's more of just something that comes around every spring, and we just, you know, celebrate it with our families. But we don't really ever think about Easter and, you know, what it means to Christianity and all that. So today I'm going to be talking about, you know, the history of Easter, how that relates to Passover, the Jewish holiday that happens in the same area, how they all kind of relate to spring, and then how those, the themes of both holidays and spring relate to our personal lives and the connections that are within. So stay tuned. We have a good episode coming up. It's going to be a bit shorter, so it should be a quick, easy listen. So, you know, thank you for coming, and let's get into this. Easter. So looking at it from a purely American, westernized version, all it is, you know, there's this bunny that goes around and lays Easter eggs. And as kids, we went and found them, and hopefully they had quarters in them. But, you know, the story goes, and obviously I'm not going to tell you all the entire story because I would have to tell you literally the entire Bible. But so Jesus was crucified, and then 3 days into his burial, it's a weird word, 3 days into it, people went to go check on his tomb. And guess what? Man's was not there. And so people interpreted this as Jesus rose from the dead and assumed his place rightfully next to God. And so this was really, you know, this is the foundation of Christianity, Jesus rising. That's why I said it doesn't really get hyped up like that, but this is kind of what cemented Jesus as the man, as, you know, next to God, and as God himself. This kind of proved all the naysayers wrong. This was like, you know, the told you so, Jesus is God, Christianity is real. this was that for Christianity, and it really is the foundation of the whole religion. So it's definitely important, and that's why, you know, Easter for Christians is all about, you know, self-resurrection, you know, self-awakening. Now, Passover, the Jewish holiday, always happens around the same time frame. And actually this year, 2018, they're happening at the same time. And so Passover is a 7-day celebration, a 7-day festival that really celebrates the liberation of the Jewish folk from Egyptian slavery by God. And so the whole story of Moses, parting the sea, et cetera, that's all the Israelites, the Jewish folk, leaving Egypt and going to their rightful home, which is Israel. And so Passover is just a celebration of that. It's a celebration of, in a way, self-awakening. It's a rebirth of the culture of the people because they actually got out of the crappy situation they were in Egypt as slaves, And now, guess what? They're home free, and it's really a rebirth of the culture. And so you kind of see the connection here between Easter and Passover. Easter is Jesus, you know, rising from the dead and kind of is a rebirth of Jesus himself, while Passover is more a rebirth of the culture of the Jewish religion. And now this all relates to spring, because guess what spring is? Spring is the rebirth of greenery, the rebirth of flowers, the rebirth of, you know, humans. I mean, we've been cooped up inside in winter all season long. And guess what? Now it's warm outside. Now we're able to come outside and, you know, see ourselves having fun and being out there once again. And we're also getting excited for the summer. So Easter, Passover, and the actual season, spring, they all have this connection of resurrection, of awakening within oneself. And that's pretty cool to me. It's like the fact that we are granted that opportunity to rebirth oneself, the fact that we could do that and not have the same skin for our entire lives, the fact that we could shed our skin and, you know, make ourselves in a new light, that's pretty cool. It's almost like it ties back to our Second Chances Forgiveness episode. We as a culture, we as humans, we're able to do that. And I don't know, it's a sense of opportunity, I feel like, and that's pretty awesome. So you can see how I'm kind of segueing into, the personal connections here with the holidays. So yeah, let's just keep on this wave, and this is how Easter, Passover, and spring relate to our personal lives. So it's pretty crazy because, I mean, I could even get down to a day-by-day rebirth, like, for example, every time you go to sleep and wake up, there's a rebirth in itself. But I'm not going to get that, you know, that deep into the grains. I'm going to talk a bit more, you know, big picture here. In terms of commitment, in terms of experiences, coming out of those things, it's a rebirth in itself. So my prime example here is marriage. When you take those vows, when you say your vows, and when you actually say I do, That's a rebirth in itself. You're kind of making yourself into a new image. You're a husband. You have commitments now that you never had prior. And so that's a rebirth right there. Experiences. Let's say you go through a traumatic death in your family, knock on wood. Let's say you go through that and you make it out all right. You have rebirthed yourself into a new image, and you've gone through that, and you're different now as a person. So that's what I mean in terms of the personal connections here. We go through rebirths our entire lives. We go through, messing up and becoming better because of that. And I think that's something that we shouldn't overlook. It's so awesome that we as humans can do that. And it's the prime reason for this holiday. So you see how I'm tying it back full circle here. It's the prime reason for this holiday is that we can reawaken. You know, if we're ever in a bad moment, in a bad spot, there's always a chance for us to recreate ourselves and to have a new day and to have a new opportunity. And that's pretty dope. it gives you hope. I think hope is a key word here too. It gives you hope for the next day. The sun will come out tomorrow. just the whole concept of it is pretty awesome. So, you know, Mookie Mel Show listeners, I'm going to leave y'all with this, and we still got a couple of minutes in this episode, but I want to leave this parting thought on you guys. So if you do, you know, think about this episode, I want you to remember this. When you are celebrating this weekend, when you are having that feast with your fam, when you're, hanging out on Saturday night, I don't know, whenever you do your cheers to Easter, just remember that the holiday is, it's really important, and it's all about reawakening. It's all about recreation, and all that is possible. So God forbid, if you ever are in a bad moment, if you ever are struggling, know that the sun will come out tomorrow and there is a new day and you have opportunities to recreate yourself. And so that's something that everyone should think about during this holiday. And it's something that should not be overlooked whatsoever. And it actually, you know, lasts throughout the year. I know spring is the season that is, you know, recreation and, you know, the flowers are coming out, whatever. But the concept of it can be applied throughout the entire year. So let's say, I don't know, you break up with your girl, you break up with your man, whatever it is. and you're feeling down on yourself, well, guess what? Next month, you'll probably be all right. And you'll recreate yourself in that single image. And that's just a small example, which, you know, this concept could be applied to all aspects of life, in terms of work, in terms of grade, in terms of athletics. If you have a bad game, guess what? There's always next game. So please remember that it's not the end. It's never the end. You know, you could always recreate yourself. Always. And now let me tie this back to religion, how I started off with. You know, when Jesus died, when he was crucified, a lot of people thought, all right, that's it. You know, his message was cool, but that's it. This man's gone. But, you know, 3 days later, he rose, and now he's the Son of God, and now Christianity is born. Now, in terms of Passover, right, in terms of the Israelites, in terms of the Jewish folk, they thought they were going to be slaves for the rest of their lives. And I'm sure a couple generations did, you know, have those thoughts that this is it for us. But it took Moses, you know, to lead the rebellion and say, we could do a lot better than this. We're humans and we won't be, you know, held slaves anymore. And he brought them back to the promised land, Israel. And guess what? You got a Jewish reawakening. And then, you know, to tie it back to spring one last time, where we sit inside all winter long and we think, man, this weather's never going to end, especially this season. We were like, freak, you know? This weather is never going to end, especially our northeastern listeners had like 4 or 5 snowstorms in a row. And guess what? It's finally starting to warm up. We can actually go outside and have fun. We are rebirthed as a culture. And so every year we go through these things. Every year we go through stuff. Every year we have our down times, but guess what? There's always another day. There's always a chance to recreate yourself. So that's the positive message of this episode, is that there's always chances, you know? It's never the end, all right? Don't keep your head down. Keep your head up. keep your head up, young man. There's another day. There's another day in your future. So, you know, that's it for this episode. Like I said, these holiday specials are short burns. They're easy to listen to. And there's always some type of positive message at the end of it all. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope I gave you a quick little history lesson. If y'all didn't know the history of Easter and it all, for our heavily religious, our heavily biblical folk, please, you know, comment and correct me if I'm wrong on anything. But, you know, that's about it. But let me end this with, you know, some sneak previews of season 3. Season 3 is right around the corner. You know, this isn't episode 8, but episode 8 is next week. So we only have about 4 more episodes for this season. And then season 3, there are going to be a lot of changes. We're going to be changing our platform on which we release these podcasts. So then the next platform, the new platform, you could actually play it directly from Facebook. So that's pretty exciting. We're going to be changing the artwork, kind of like how we did for this season. We're going to be changing the sounds, you know, in between the different S1s and S2s. So there's a lot of things in the future that y'all got to look forward to. For our listeners, please keep coming back. We do this for you guys, literally. Like, if y'all didn't listen, we wouldn't be here, you know? So please keep sharing. Please keep showing support. And that's all we could ask. You know, usually Miles will end these with facts. So these are the facts. Facts are, number one, season 3 is around the corner. Number 2, Easter, Passover, spring, it's all awesome. You could recreate yourself. So don't forget that. Number 3, have a good weekend. Be safe. Enjoy the time with your family. Love your family. Love them. That's all you got. And then number 4, keep coming back. We love y'all. And I'm ending with that. Mookie Mel Show. Out. Jay. Out.